I'm being joined by our friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library, and this is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. And Chelsea, what's going on over there at the LDL?
Well, this week on Thursday, November 14th, we have speed friending at Odd Sides.
We've talked about this in the past.
Yes, we have. So we're still doing our speed friending this week. It will be for anyone in their 20s to 30s to come meet new friends. Literally just show up, 7 p.m. Odd Sides. We'd love it if you registered online, but it's not required. You can just show up, come meet new people. Mm-hmm. We set it up so it's really easy to meet people, and also it's made so that it's comfortable for you to, if you're not really connecting with somebody, once you move on to the next person, you can be done.
Yeah.
You can be done and they don't have to know. It can be all anonymous.
That's right.
So
this is not a junior high dance.
No.
No. Okay. Okay. And again, where's this going to be?
This is
going to
be at Oddside Ales here downtown Grand Haven.
All right. What else we got going on?
We have our next Audubon Society meeting for all of our birders. Yeah. So many birders here in town. It's amazing. They are so packed. We have so many people who show up, love learning about birds. So the next one is going to be November 19th, 6 p.m. in the library. And we're going to be learning about the birds of paradise.
I see. I was not even aware we had. I've heard of an Audubon Society. I did not know we had one locally. And that's run by the library?
It's not run by the library, but they come and meet in our downstairs room. And we work with them to provide the space, provide things that they need. They'll bring birds sometimes. It's
really?
So cool.
They nest there?
They nest with us. Yes.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Very cool. I'm learning so much more. What else do we have going on?
We've got a history program coming up on November 20th about the SS Eastland for all of our local history buffs. It is known as the Titanic of the Great Lakes.
Really?
Yes. So it was a big sinking. Come learn all about it. Mm-hmm. One of our local historians is going to go all in depth, teach everybody about it. I want to say the Tri-Cities Museum might have a little blurb about it somewhere in their upstairs.
Okay.
I know I've been talking about the big read a couple times with you throughout the past couple weeks. We finally have, I mentioned it before, those little clouds that people could put their dreams on as part of our big read theme. We got in a bunch from the schools. We've probably already gotten a few hundred in at this point, and they are all lining the art hallway downstairs in the library on the way to the Cheap Stacks bookstore. They are so cute. Come see what local elementary middle school students' dreams are.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing.
Okay. All right. That could be very uplifting. And mm-hmm. sometimes they're about candy, too. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Do we have anything else we need to cover?
One more thing is that we have Adopt a Book coming soon. That's our kind of Christmas, you know, donation event where people can donate new books to add to the library collection. That'll start on November 22nd on Light Night. And people can do that either with an Amazon wishlist link that we have online or at the Bookman.
This is Beyond the Book here at 92.1 WGHN with our friend Chelsea Payton. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. Have a pleasant day, everyone.